Hi, R503, listening.
Sierra Echo Victor 843. Good morning, sir. How was your night at work, sir? WSEV 843. Good morning, sir.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good morning, Michigan. Good morning, Bob. WRYR503.
You turned them on this morning. Good morning, Donald. How are you?
Oh, I think I'm doing pretty good for an elderly man.
I can relate. Yeah, I'm a fair myself, brother.
Can you do? Nature doesn't stop.
That she doesn't. Nice up here,
a little chilly up here
tonight. They've had some extraordinary northern light shows, so that was pretty cool.
I accidentally keyed with you.
I'm just mentioning pretty interesting light shows here the last two nights with the Northern Lights.
I was watching them on my cameras up there near Indian River, out in the forest. I have a place and have cameras mounted everywhere. So I got to watch the show from, 290 miles away.
Pretty radical technology. Yeah, it's probably a good thing you've got them on there.
I didn't catch that last comment. That the cameras are what they call full HD, which means they're higher than 1080p. I think they're 1500 something, but they're clear, they're clean, they work well. I can identify everything that's out there, so that's a good thing.
Pretty good night. I run 360-degree security. I'm just on 2 acres, but I still run cameras 24-7. I like to high-def. spy on the place while I'm gone. But, yeah, that's handy to have, especially up here. Do you have a problem with trespassers on your property during hunting season?
I used to run cameras back when 360 was all the rage. And it was 480, and then it just kept moving up. But I have a server that these cameras send their information, or what do you call it, images to. And so I get to watch them even, you know, after whatever happened, I can roll back and through the server and look at whatever I might have missed.
I got the same 360-degree view of my property, 8 cameras, all high def like yourself, uploaded to my own server, and then I've got, 2 cameras, one at the Radio Shack door and then one inside.
I'm downstate, but I have an NVR here, network video recorder. So I have them here for this place, you know, where I can just walk in and grab the hard drive if I had to.
Do that. I own the property I own out here that I'm living in. I own another home there in Lansing that I rent out. At one time, Gabowski, the sheriff up here, lived in this place, and the rascals broke into it, so I figured they're dumb enough to break into the sheriff's house. Well, I better put me up in a nice camera system.
I think that's called shame on them.
I worry about it when I'm gone. You know, you can't miss all the antennas, so that's pretty much a giveaway. But yeah, that's pretty ballsy.
The antenna farm, it's a whole different story. But I took some of the fiberglass antennas and used some paint that was used for camouflage, and painted them so it couldn't be seen, you know, with the trees at the backdrop, you can't see them. And I've had a couple people, I told them how to find my place, forgetting that I painted them a couple years back. So they're over there fussing on the phones, and I can't see no antennas. I don't know where you're talking about. And eventually I realized that I had painted them and forgot to tell them.
Roger that. All right, give me about 5 minutes. I'll be back on here. Hey, you know, I'm amazed. I make this run, as you know, every morning. And idiots trying to race one another and kill one another to go to work. I've had to pull over twice this morning to get these suckers off of my butt. I've never seen people in such a hurry to get to work here in northern Michigan.
Down to the Oakland County area, Mulcombe and Oakland County. When I was coming back a few days ago from up north, I was doing about 94, and they were literally almost in my trunk. I mean, they just, I'm a foot and a half, 2 feet away from your back bumper. And it's 4 lanes, and instead of just going past me in another lane, 94 miles an hour, I think that's fast enough. But if you want to go around me, by all means, go around me. But nope, they just got to get right on your bumper.
Man, that's always been a pet peeve of mine. I don't do road rage. I don't do drama. So I just pull over and let them go. Same here. I run 68 there, and the speed limit's 65, so I typically do 70. But yeah, right on your tail. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right with you there, sir.
Roger, Dodger, WRYR503, waiting.
standing by.
I just keyed up in there. I couldn't hear what you said. You got so much QRM with you.
RCP-544. All right, there you go, Donald. Yeah, we've had an enormous amount, an extraordinary amount, I should say, of accidents up here this year. I get it. Folks are on vacation, and for years I've been saying it up here. You guys are on vacation, and you're in our way. Quit trying to run us over.
When I used to live just down here, I always wondered why people up north, you know, refer to the downstaters with such disdain. And now I know why. They have this idea that this is my 2 weeks off of work. Get out of my way or do something to make me happy because I'm going to be grumpy the whole time I'm up north.
I meant to be true. It's amazing the amount of trash that they leave behind as well.
You still there, Bob?
I am. Did I lose you?
Oh, I lost me. I went to reach for something and hit the dial on the radio, and almost as soon as you keyed up and put another frequency on here, so you might have to start over with that.
It happens. Yeah, I was also saying I agree with your statement, and they also leave a considerable amount of trash behind when they leave.
The RYR-503. Yeah, it's, I don't know. You know, people got to be a little bit more considerate. They don't have to cater to each other, but just to be a little bit more considerate.
The world would be a lot better place if more people were considerate, brother. I agree there. So what's the game plan for today?
I'm going to pretend I'm retired. Oh, that's right, I am retired.
Isn't that nice? I love getting up in the morning and not knowing what the heck I'm going to do today.
I used to work insane hours. It was not unusual for me to be working 7 days a week and almost all of it overtime. But now I don't have to worry about that.
My days of flying around the world, living in foxholes, is long over. I retired in 2010, so, and I'm a happy camper.
It was 2008. Yeah, 2008 is when I officially retired. I was technically retired before that, but I continued to take on work, and in 2008 I wound up in a hospital, nearly died, and that was a message for me to knock it off.
That's a good sign to listen to. Your health's important, as you know, and I'm not the best at taking care of my health, unfortunately. But I figured the ripe old age of 68, I plan on making it to 105, and by then I'll be ready to go.
Well, I was living up north, and state of Michigan called me, Adult Protective Services, and she asked me, do you know what's going on with your parents? And I said, should I know what's going on with my parents? What do you mean? And then she started to explain to me that things aren't well down here. And so I closed up my house, came down and walked into a nightmare. My dad was completely blind. He had cancer real bad, stage 4.5, and so he wasn't going to make it. And the only thing he asked out of me was to get him out of that stupid hospital. I understand why. They're not very competent there. So I got him out, put him in a hospice at home, and my mother had dementia really bad. She didn't even know who I was. She thought I was some long-lost cousin of hers.
That's commendable, and I salute you for that. I took care of my father for several years as well, until he passed, and then my wife's mother, stage 4 like your father, and dementia as well, and they were trying times, but again, I commend you for doing what's right. We'll take a pause, WRZT 544 for identification purposes, if anyone would like to ring in this morning.
I think some people got their coffee ready yet. WRYR 503.
Like yourself, I picked up part-time work in the healthcare industry. I was taking care of a World War II veteran and a Korean veteran. That lasted, about 2.5 years until they both passed, and then I decided, yep, I'm done working, that's enough. But it was an adjustment, sitting on my laurels. Kind of strange not having to get up and go someplace to work all day. That was different.
Yeah, my father passed. I came down in July 2019. He passed in November 2nd, 2019. And my mother, she was still going pretty good. 20-some years before that, she had a heart attack and had to have 3 stents put in. They couldn't put in a 4th one because it was behind the heart, and the way it was, the artery was kind of cockeyed, so the stent wouldn't fit in it anyways. So I lost her in February of this year and found out the same week that I had cancer.
Are you a religious man? If not, you might want to be. Those are hard times, brother. Been there myself. Lost my mother early. My mother passed at a very young age, cancer, of course. And then, as I said, I lost my father, and I even lost a child due to auto accident. So, yeah. Life, mistress, she's cruel sometimes.
Well, I did a lot of research on cancer and listened to some dispositions of different cancer experts, and it's pretty much a given now that what they call seed oils, like sunflower seed oil, castor bean oil, soybean oil, all these oils that they cook foods in become rich with omega-6 fatty acids, which are a precursor to cancer. When you get that stuff in your body, it attacks the cell membrane, and so your entire body gets polluted with this stuff. The only way I think that you could probably, as a quick fix, is get a bottle of omega-3 fatty acids, which is the counteractant to omega-6, and that seems to have a quieting effect on the cancer. That's what I did, and as of a month and a half ago, they said I'm cancer-free.
Hallelujah. Yeah, my better half is sitting big-time big time vegan, and she keeps up on all of those researches, and little by little, I've become to eat better. Of course, you know, being in the military for so long, 23 years, eating was never a priority, and if it was, it wasn't very good. But she's got me on the right path, so I'm in good hands. All right, my friend, I pulled into my spot here, and these dogs are pulling at me to get out and run wild. So we'll do it again. Always a pleasure in the morning. You know that, Donald. I appreciate it, sir. Take care. Enjoy your day, and we'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final.
Dear Dodger, okay, you have a good day and weekend, if I don't talk to you before the weekend ends. This is November, I almost came up my ham call again, and I got to quit doing that. It's such a habit of after 20 years. But WRYR 503, you take care and have a good weekend. FCC needs to come up with a universal call sign for those of us that have multiple call signs.
WRC1565 with a comment about that.
Sorry, what was that?
This is WRCY565, and I have a comment. What was that?
Okay, go ahead with your comment.
GMRS call sign is WRCY565. My amateur call sign is W8RCY. That's about the closest you could possibly get.
Yeah, and they should allow you to get a vanity call that would be good on more than one service. That'd be kind of a simplification and might put more people back in amateur radio. There's always a, you know, there's always a good way to do things, and I think that would be a way to bring people into both services.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. That's why I brought up my comment, because my amateur call sign was really way out there, and I had a bunch of crazy letters like X in it and F's and things like that, and I said, nope. So I got my amateur call sign back on August 10th, and on Monday, August 12th, I applied for the vanity call sign, and I just put in my letters to my GMRS call sign, and obviously the number 8 is in there. So, like I said, WRCY565, W8RCY is my ham call. But I do agree. I think if you have both, I think you should be able to submit something to where you have one universal call for both services.
I think it would be a quick way to identify things if they did it that way. It would be for their benefit, too. But I have a Alpha Alpha Romeo call sign. I won't go into that. But, yeah, November 8, Juliet Whiskey Bravo is my amateur call sign, and WRYR503 is my GMRS call sign.
Yeah, I think Sheboygan Bob almost called you Donald, and that's why I said, yeah, your WRYRs sound similar to my WRCY, and maybe that's why you did it. But, yeah, that was just my 2 cents, and I'll let you get on your way and have a good day. And Bob is already probably on the road with the dogs, and I got to call the authorities up in Sheboygan and let them know that Bob's on the loose. So I'll let you get your day started. Have a great day. WRCY 565. My name is Donald. I'm down in Madison Heights.
Okay, I think you said your name is Donald. I have a German Shepherd here probing me to see if I'm going to go to play catch with him in the yard, but I think I'm going to wait on that and have some coffee. So, yeah, you take care. Have a good weekend if I don't talk to you before the week's out. This is WRYR503 signing out for now.
WRCY565 is clear.
Julia India Mike is my first personal.
Copy that.
WRCY565 from WRUU850.
I am here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Just making the final approach to work here, but I thought I'd say I'm gonna go to breakfast tomorrow. And I will do my set thing from the mobile / handheld whatever. And cross my fingers that it's not a problem. I don't think it will be.
You're going to find out and realize with all the years of practice you have had, you'll be able to do it one-handed while drinking your coffee with the other. That's how much confidence I have.
Yeah, my only issue is with a handheld at the venue. Am I going to be able to make the frequencies that they call for? So if I have to run out to the car real quick just for something quick, I'll do it. But anyhow, like I said, the plan is to go. So I'm going to have darts tonight, so the chance that I get home and get busy and then get to darts and I don't have a chance to talk to you before the morning is high, so I figured I'd catch you here this morning before I get to work. Let you know the score.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. And, you know, keeping everybody informed as to what's going on is what matters most. And it makes it easy when you got things like this. And if these things fail, you got a phone and whatever. I mean, there's some way to get a hold of somebody somehow. Okay. I will see you in about 24 and a half hours or so, and it's Friday. We made it to Friday, so it's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to almost get to 80. So, we'll enjoy these last few days and make the best of it. Have a great Friday. We'll catch up with you later. If not, I'll see you in the morning. WRCY565.
Okay, good timing. I am parking. We'll catch you tomorrow, if not talk to you before. WRUU 850.
WSEC544 monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSCI 392 Mobile.
WRGZ 552 is listening. WRXM 295 monitoring. Good morning.
WFET 544. Good morning to all my DMRS repeater folks.
WRWW601 monitoring.
This is WSDS 979. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing all for myself, but sorry, I just wanted to hop on here and see if you have any.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good myself. I'm just chilling upstairs for now. I might go downstairs and do something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but yeah.
Well, you said you kind of were a little way from the mic. I got to hear you.
Oh, I said I'm doing good. I think I might go downstairs and do something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. But, I'm doing great myself. Just enjoying the day, as it were.
Okay, cool. Nice. Thinking about having a Jimmy John's for lunch, I actually got a double, rather. What I mean by that, shortening it up, is I got a regular Jimmy John's sandwich, and I got three Little John's. That was kind of like a reward for ordering sandwiches. Now, it was a tuna melt, and then the Little John was, anyway. And this one's a Tuscan Italian sandwich. It'd be very interesting.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I actually don't know what I'm going to have for lunch, probably. I'm not sure what I'm going to have, but, yeah, all your sides sound good.
That's good. First I climbed the dog. The dog went somewhere. I mean, on the floor, I know that. Yeah, that'll be a little interesting. But anywho,
yes, I am still here.
Yes, so anyway, once I tell my dog, then I think... Sorry. Well, I lost my train of thought. I apologize about that. Oh, I know what it was. If you have looked at the NFC, at the NFC YouTube channel, I uploaded a video and just was explaining about the new platform that we're going to head towards, the audio only platform.
Okay, I didn't know you uploaded. I've got to search and hear the archive of it.
Okay, awesome. Well, hey, I guess I'll keep you going for now. I just wanted to give you a shout-out, but feel free to keep your radio on, and we'll catch in. WSTE 68 is clear.
Okay, will do. It's been a pleasure talking with you a few minutes. So, to keep my radio tuned into this channel, keep them up and tuned. See you later, WSDS 979 clear. Thank you.
WRXM 295 for a radio check, if anybody can hear me.
Radio check, WRZT 544. Sir, I have you, Lima Charlie, here in Sheboygan County.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here from Flint area. I appreciate it. I'm just testing out my UHD. Thank you. How are you doing today?
You as well. Might want to turn your mic gain up or get closer to your mic. Your modulation, however, is low, but you are readable. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. But I appreciate it. WRXM 295, open monitoring.
Enjoy your GMRS experience and the rest of your day. WRZT 544.
Hi, 44. This is WRWA X551. How are you reading Royal Oak, Michigan?
WRZT 544, sir. I have you loud and clear as well, Roger.
Sounds good. Okay. We're at way 551, clear.
WA-42 mobile, 21.
WRYN 282, cleared.
I'm Charlie Zebra, 10 mobile monitoring.
4 Tango 4 Whiskey 3, over.
Station 392, Station 392, this is WFCI 783, copy. Station 392, copy. This is WFCI 783, monitoring.
WSPY 676 to 690. I'm getting ready to hit the streets in about half an hour and go pay bills like always.
Oh, okay. Roger that. I was sitting here going over the ones that we cared about here. Make sure that everything is good.
All right, well, I got the radio on and I'm up moving around. WSBY 676 standing by.
WRVV 690, this is WRVV 690, Unit 3. WRVV690. This is WRVV690, Unit 3. WRVV690, Unit 3, clear.
WRYV421 mobile.
WRUG48. Station 421, WRUG48. Station is not coming in clear. Station 470, there's a little bit of crinkling. Come on back. Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Up guys, ZX218. Yeah, we're here, Jack. Go ahead.
How you doing, number one? Number two, you're sounding, you're on the walkie-talkie, Roger.
No, I'm talking to you. Home base, over. Harvest.
Well, your voice is not clear, Roger.
There, how's that? Sound any better? Go ahead.
That better really sounding good now. Anyhow, what's happening out that way?
Not too much. Enjoy this last good day we got here. Might get close to 80 there this afternoon, over.
That's what I heard. We're going to enjoy this today anyhow. Go out there and pick up those leaves again. There's no other choice. The grass is not growing, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we're probably done with that grass. It's all leaves now.
I know you got so much of them on the front yard. Gotta go out there with the lawnmower and pick them up. Well, what are you gonna do, you know? I just sent you last night. light last night. Did you get it?
Roger, yeah, I did. Yeah, I should have been out there to see if I could see them. But I'll try again tonight. There's say a little less chance, but it's still possible tonight. Over.
Oh, it's for Bob. Bob sent me those pictures. Roger?
Roger that. You can see them right around here, too. Last night, they said.
We took one here. That's about it. I was a little bit busy, too, you know, cleaning up the house a little bit and all that. Roger?
Quick break. Roger that. Go ahead there, quick break.
All right, that answered my question. I just wanted to know if this radio was working. I'll let you guys get back to it. Thank you. This is WRUU 850.
John, anytime. Was no problem at all.
Problem? You don't have to yell in your radio. Your radio works fine. There's no reason to yell.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm probably close to the mic, that's why. But I'm holding the mic a little bit up. All right, John. Take care and have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow anyhow. WIUG 48.
Jack, I don't know that I'm going to be there. I thought I was going to, but now I look at what I have to do tomorrow, and it's going to conflict, and I don't think I'll be able to do it. So I think I'm going to be missing. And I know Phil's going to be missing because it's Yom Kippur, and I think Wally's going to miss as well because he's doing the same thing I'm doing. So not to say the best of the guys won't be there, but I think I'm going to have to miss. And I don't know if Donald is listening, but that's a departure from what I thought this morning.
All right, then we'll skip tomorrow. I go somewhere else tomorrow. I go to the lake probably tomorrow. All right, John, good talking to you. You take care. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, yeah, I'm busy here working, so I just wanted to let you know on that. Anyhow, we'll be listening. We are U850.
Hey, Jack, this
is 218 station. You still out there?
This is ZX218. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, well, now I put my pants, and I just woke up about an hour ago. I had half the coffee. I haven't got the whole coffee yet. But I woke up this morning. It was nothing, nothing open was this morning. And a couple of 600 was open a little bit. Then it closed right back.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, wasn't doing nothing. I didn't actively participate. Over.
Well, good to hear from you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack. We'll talk at you later or something. WIZX 218, we're clear and standing by. WRYV 421.
Station 421, go ahead.
Billy REG 488, what's up, Jack? Just heading home from work right now. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you? By the way, I don't want to forget, I'm not going to be out there tomorrow. So, Roger?
Yeah, all good here. I'm not going to be there either. I'm actually traveling out of town.
And no problem. Well, anyhow, you know, my sister called yesterday, and I thought, I don't know yet. So now a few people are not going, so I'm not going tomorrow. I'm going to go there to the lake.
I lost you. I don't know if it's me, but anyway, I'll see you on the next one. WRUG 480.
The radio is cutting off. I don't know why. Anyhow, we'll talk some other day anyhow. Maybe today and tomorrow. Catch you later. WRUG 480.
Station 392, station 392, this is WSCI 73, copy.
WSBW 213, monitoring.
544 monitoring.
Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Charlie Zebra 810 will be monitoring.
Station 392, Station 392, this is WSCI 783, copy.
This is WRKC-82 calling. Over.
Yeah, he came in really strong when I forgot to turn down the air conditioner call sign. This is Mike 795.
This is WRKC-822. We got better for you.
Yeah, it's 822. That was it was on my side, not yours. You're coming in loud and clear. Are we on that the Bay City 625?
No, I'm actually on the Mount Clemens repeater, just passing in the effect, headed north.
Well, I'm picking you up on the Bay City repeater up here, so it's one of the MIA ones. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm mobile, I'm stuck in a traffic parking lot here on US 10 going westbound, but you're coming loud and clear up here, and I'm picking up the Bay City repeater north of me.
WRGB 736, I got you on the downtown repeater. I'm on 59 and Gwinder, headed to Holly.
Driveway, even with the Ocean 50 watt. You're coming in real strong. Mike 795.
Yeah, I can't hit it from South Lyon, where I live. I pick it up in New Hudson, and then I jump on the repeater when we go to Harrison at our property, so I can get Bay City and whatnot, but yeah, I can't pick it up in South Lyon.
Y717.
You said you're headed westbound on the town. Are you passing the area that had that force fire recently last week?
This is Mike 795. I'm the one that's westbound US 10. I was not aware of a fire, but if it's near the freeway, I'll be passing by it. Is it anywhere near that drain light that I see every time I pass by?
I wouldn't be too surprised if it was in that drain light station, seeing that that's a lot of tall grass and whatnot. Slowed down and controlled all too well, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's where it's at.
Well,
still going on? I haven't heard of that. Is it still going on, or is it over with?
The fire should be over with by now. It was towards the beginning of this week, but the clearing got cleared. I'm not sure how many acres were there.
Well, I appreciate the info. I think for me it's just this is just normal traffic that I shouldn't be in on a Friday afternoon anyway. I normally don't come up here on a Friday for this reason. But I'm moving a little bit now. Hopefully by the time I get to my cabin it won't be too dark. But if you go up to Harrison, I'm just west of you, south of Marion.
Yeah, I'm headed up next weekend. I'm probably going to go up Friday. I got to head to the Bronx on Sunday, for work. Got to deliver a job out there, and then I'm going to turn and burn, and then get a little extra, so I might leave Thursday. But I'll be up next weekend.
There's a...
WRZQ
607
Mobile, standing by.
607 base. This one here is linked to the Mount Clemens and everything, so you're talking all the way up 75.
That's cool. Wasn't your dad able to link up to it during the trip?
Yep. It's trip. The last one, no. Not the last one. That was a different link. But this one goes north and a little bit south.
Okay.
864 monitoring. WSEL 664 monitoring.
Hello there, 664. You got WRZQ 607. We're over here in Warren, Michigan. How's it going?
607. I'm doing well. I'm mobile. I'm in Gros Eel, Michigan.
Roger that. You coming in on the Detroit repeater?
Yes, I am.
You're loud and clear in the Detroit repeater. I'm also on the Detroit repeater myself, 9-inch chainer, so good audio, that's for sure.
Yep, you're coming in loud and clear as well. No audio issues whatsoever.
You plan on doing anything tonight with the solar lights or anything?
You know, I would like to, but I don't have anything planned yet. How about you?
I missed them last night. I got them a week ago. I think it was last weekend. And I'm hoping to possibly see some tonight. Now that it's Friday, and I can stay up a little bit later.
Same here. I missed them last night. Just went to bed too early. So, yeah, hoping to stay up a little bit later tonight. Maybe get some tonight.
Roger that. All right, I got a phone call coming in, so I'm going to be standing by for a minute, 1 minute.
I also have to run. I've got to go into a retail shop for a second, so WSEL 664, I'll be out soon.
WSEG 417, non station and monitoring is Joe Girl on this thing. Joe Girl.
Why?
Yeah, that was you, Jody Girl. It's not coming through very good yet. Yeah, I'm going to wait to go 5 miles down the road. Give it a try again.
WSEL 664 monitoring.
picking you up, but you're really scratchy. Hard to hear you. Scratchy. It sounds like you're coming out of the air.
Then where you came in really clear, but there at the end it got scratchy again, so yeah, it sounds like it's improving.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that's very possible. Yeah, I many years ago I studied for my ham and ended up not taking it. I think the North Dakota at that point in time kind of turned me off to it, but I'm going again for it. I think I'm getting it. I think I can pass it. So I'm going to get a test.
A whole lot easier.
So I can imagine. So yeah, that's the reason I'm more interested in taking it now.
I would definitely consider trying it out. You can get on the internet webpage and tons of them. The questions and answers are always going to be the same. So until they update the pool, but that's not new for any time in the near future here.
Yeah, I've got the ARRL book, been studying it, and I've gotten online on Ham Study and downloaded their app and been going through the questions and videos, and yeah, I feel pretty comfortable. I think I can pass. I'm trying to do a little extra studying.
Now, the next thing I'm going to put on this truck is a 250-watt PA speaker and a microphone, because I swear, it don't matter. These people out here are just murdered every Friday and then the first of the month. They pull out of parking lots and stop. I might have been talking to you yesterday about buying ham gear, might have been somebody else even, looking at what they're trying to get into.
Probably, that's fine. Yeah, I think I was talking with somebody about ham gear from a walk there yesterday, so it's probably a problem. Yeah, I'm debating Yaesu radio, but I also saw an Anytone I'm looking at. Anytone, I think it's the D578UV3+, I believe is what it's called. That one's starting to pique my interest as well, so I'm still trying to decide. Whatever I get will be a mobile radio for sure. WSBL664.
CY842. Yeah, I'm looking at getting me a VHF version of this 1225 Motorola. They do real nice. I got 6 5 10, not that that means anything, 6 5 10 max tracks on my bench right now at the office, and I'm yanking my hair out. I'm getting tired of. I got a program with an old 486 computer, and I spent most of the day today working on the computer.
Is that what you do for your regular job as well, as radio work, computer work, or sound slicing?
I've got a computer electronics shop, a telephone company, and I do radio with security equipment. But mostly radio for a hobby. And then I got the dump truck. So, dump truck and a front end loader and a heavy equipment trailer. And I go out and fetch loads for anybody and everybody. So, I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but yeah, I'm a daily driver. I can catch gravel and take it to a job, or I can get mulch and take it out to a landscape gig, or who knows what it's going to be.
For the hobby radio work, a shop at actual shop people come to you and do everything online.
Yeah, I carry a little bit of stuff in there for radios. I carry some of the Chinese stuff. I carry antennas, a lot of adapters. I took over the Radio Shack in town, and I sell resistors, capacitors, various components. I sell laptops and gaming computers and just about everything. We do general electronic repair also.
Located in Owosso?
We're located downtown Owosso, and best my knowledge, I'm the only thing like me in a large radius because I get customers from all over.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I remember back in the day of Radio Shack, you would also have other shops around and stuff, but I'm not sure any physical shops around anymore, so you may have the only one in a very large radius.
Yeah. My big thing I have been toiling with was I got a Windows 10 computer running x86, or 86 box, imitating a 486-33 that's running Motorola Lab RSS that I've had since the beginning of time. And I'm trying to virtualize the COM port through a USB adapter into my RIP box, into the front end of a Motorola MaxTrack to slurp out the code plug to program it, and I'm very successful at failing.
Well, you may be successful at failing, but you sound a lot more knowledgeable than I am, because most of what you just said was foreign language to me, so I caught parts of it, but a lot of it I didn't understand, so you must know a little bit about what you're doing, for sure.
I'm an in-the-closet hardware hacker. I grew up on junk Motorolas and GE Master 2s, and I used to hang around the police department radio repair down in Flint, and I learned from a couple of very good guys down there how to service and align Motorolas.
The SCG 417, Jody, are you out there?
Yeah, I was actually in a fire department and was over communicating myself, so I got to learn a little bit about the radio at that point in time. Definitely not an expert, but I know at least some of the basics on the interiors of them for sure.
Calling other station, go ahead, we'll give you some air time. Well, let's see if I got it. Yep. So, yeah, I had some really fancy Motorolas, and I had a nice Motorola UHF repeater in my barn with a 250 watt drawer perk unit, but it got on fire, the whole gone place burned down with all my Motorola stuff in it. I even lost some of them GE Master 2s I used to have, but it is what it is, and I'm going to go score myself a Motorola Spectra 9000 this weekend, so I can agonize about that come Monday. I might align it, get it all set up, and sell it on the internet. I want to get me some newer, fancier equipment.
Yeah, where are you finding the Motorolas at? Yeah, it's normally what you see nowadays. You hardly ever see Motorolas anymore. Is Yaesu or maybe Kenwood or Anytone or Icom or one of those. You very seldom see Motorola.
Score the Motorolas from anything. I search the junkyards when I get a minute, just as a hobby. But Sometimes I score them off of, you know, I wouldn't say, I guess, vintage nowadays, but, you know, somebody might have a vintage ambulance up on Craigslist or something, and that might still have the drawer unit in it. And you get lucky it has a whole unit in there, but you'll get some hand swaps, and you can find them occasionally. Though those are becoming a thing of the past. So you go to the eBay and you get them, but I've always just picked them up from guys from departments or just, you know, people you know back in the Motorola world. Once upon a time ago, it was pretty common to just go to the junkyard and get a wrecked cruiser and pull a Motorola out of it. And a lot of them back in the day were running Motorola Spectras for a while. And before they started going to the Astro Spectra P25s and such.
Yeah, everything we ran in the fire department was Motorola. I don't recall the model of them, but all of our handhelds, as well as all of our mobile units were Motorola.
When you guys run in the Motorola, I don't remember what they're at, the XPS 5000s or something.
Yeah, that sounds right. Like I said, I can't really remember the models on them, but that sounds correct.
You guys are probably on the 800 system with the talk around channels and your what do you call them? Your fireground talk groups. That's something I got to get into is scanning DMR color code, so I want to do a little bit of listening to things. One of the funny things to listen to in Owosso, Tioga County, was the landfill. The guys up on top of the mountain with their handheld radios, they talk, they go forever, but the comments and the commentary that they have about various people up on the mountain working or dumping is pretty hilarious at times.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, interesting conversation for sure. You have to in that kind of thing.
Oh dear, I'm making a good head time. I'm out of Owosso. I'm straight out of Corona, and I'm down out here by what is this, M13 now, 21 to 13, I'm making lines.
Well, I can't say I envy you because I don't. I'm actually a cigar and drinking a bourbon right now.
Yeah, cigars here in the humidor in the camp. Though I think a bourbon might be a little problematic, though I'm not very far away from my my next stop, which I will pick up my pressurized cylinders of beverage.
Sounds like you have a plan then. Nice to have a humidor with you for sure. Hope you'll be able to enjoy your cigar before long.
Smoke them through the day. I smoke a lot of variety, everything from the Drew Estates, Rocky Patel line 1990, I love that one. I like CAO, once in a while I like the CAO Moon Trance, but I like the Brasilias. And then, you know, some of the Monte Cristo line is okay, pretty okay. I like the Camacho, and you know, the ones at Wild Bill, they've been running out of them lately, called Great Cigar. They got the two crash test dummies interchangeably placed, and those are pretty good, especially for a throwaway. You get a barber pole with a Connecticut and a dark, it's pretty decent, especially for a short filler. And they're nice if you're just working on equipment or I call them my air filters, so when I'm running equipment, I always got one of them things in my mouth. I'm in heaven running a loader and making a runway or driveway with something and just running. Makes time go by.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like we've got a lot of similar tastes on everything. I'm across the board. I'll smoke a little bit of everything. I lean more towards, you know, broadleaf, Maduro-type cigars. So Dunbarton, I'm a big fan of Dunbarton cigars. I'm a big fan of the Nevada. I'm a big fan of... you know, on the budget side, I like the Papa Fritas from Drew Estate. You know, they're nice short fillers. Also like The Last Hour by A.J. Fernandez. That's another good, nice quick smoke. So those are kind of some of my regulars.
WSCT,
417. Yeah, thinking about that, I like the Olivia Leaf. Those are great. Those are the cigars that are they're wrapped in one of the leaves, and you undo the leaf, and you've got yourself a nice cigar underneath it.
The stations are trying to connect. Are really good too. I have this stuff. I'm just kind of all over the board. Don't smoke a lot of lighter stuff in Connecticut. From time to time. I prefer a little bit fuller bodied, I think, in most of the cigars, even for a morning cigar.
The yellow box, the Comanchos, I think is what they're called. They have the steel emblem on the front of the box. The Comanchos or something like that. Those are pretty good. I like the dark peppery flavor of them. Very full body.
Yeah, Comanchos just doesn't have an American barrel aged cigar that I really like. My favorite cigar from them. They just can't be. It's gone, but it has more of a little bit more body. No, I wouldn't say it's a body, but it's a good cigar.
Yeah,
Mike,
this is Mike from Grand Marnier with the orange liqueur. I got a friend of mine that likes that. And I like it too. I get it once in a great while. But I think that's one of his favorite hits. I don't know if you ever tried it. First time I ever had it was in Canada.
Had it more. I've ever drank it by itself, but I've never had it for a reason.
You're losing your hot spot. You're coming in kind of staticier than you were.
Okay, not sure. I haven't moved or anything at this point, so I'm not sure if maybe something's changed. But yeah, I was saying that I've had Grand Marnier and margaritas, but never had a pint of
it. A little Grand Marnier right there with a cigar infused. It's awesome. Truly a delight. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to see if I can figure out where to find one or two of those. I got to bring quite a bit of equipment this weekend if I'm up to it, and I'm going to get some things done. That might be a nice cigar to go along with it. Orange cigar with orange equipment.
sounds like a good combination to me. Yeah. Sure, we'll have to give that a try. A good old Motorola, I just decided to grab the heat sink on the back of it and see how it feels. It's putting out that heat. It's good radio, though. I got this one tuned for this band, and she's performing really well. So I'm surprised. When I was a younger fella, I would just hack the firmware and program them out of band, and it would work. But I opened one up the other day to take a look at it. Apparently, that was when it quit working on me, and I blew the lid off the transistor on the output and PA deck and melted the solder in there. So I'll be right back after these messages. I got to jump inside and make a pickup real quick. I'll be back on the truck. This is WSCY 42 Wilms and 21.
Sounds good. This is WSEL 664 standing by.
WSEF550 monitoring for Millington.
Hello, Millington.
Hey, good afternoon.
I'm just traveling out here, WSEY42. How you doing? How's Millington today?
Not too bad, just complaining about my new neighbors.
Sounds fun. You got an HOA?
No, he's just got a heavy foot in his pickup truck, and we got a lot of kids that play around out here.
Well, that's not good at all. No. I drive slower through neighborhoods. I turn down the radio so I can hear better. Makes me think I know where I'm driving better. My goodness. Yeah, there's some kind. Luckily, you know, I don't have to worry about too much of that in my neighborhood. I've just got kids racing on these quads, rattling my brain cells.
Yeah, we've got that too. I don't mind that so much, but when you get a big, heavy, three-quarter ton pickup truck running down the road like that, it's like he's either going to, probably around here, he'll end up hitting a deer one of these days, and that'll slow him down.
Yeah, the deer thing definitely will adjust the use relative importance to their value of their wheels or their value of their seat ability.
Yeah, I've hit my fair share of deer doing slower than the seat. Definitely get you doing crawling pretty slow through some of the areas that are known to have a lot of deer, and he's feeding right through some of them, so it's just a matter of time.
Deer, one is going to hit's probably got decent back straps. Say, how's the Millington repeater site out there? I see two repeaters in the satellite system, but I don't see any activity on them.
He's in the Mayville repeater right now. The Millington repeater, I think, is for ham, which I haven't really tried using. I'm dabble in ham a little bit here and there. I have heard there is some activity on it, but I've never heard anything.
Mayville repeater, I think I put that in this radio, but I don't think I can hit it from, I'm out here in Flint Township. I don't know if I can even hit it from here.
You might be able to hit the edges of it depending on where you're at. I know I've heard people say they hit the Mayville repeater as far as Bay City. And we're about equal distance between Flint and Bay City, so if Bay City can hit it, depends on if it's a valley or not, I'm assuming. If you're in a valley, you might not be able to hit it.
Tuned around for it. Here we are. I came back from my siesta. I got into a wrong mode zone on the radio and ended up trying to talk to Saginaw.
Yeah, I came from up north last week and tried using the Saginaw repeater and didn't have much luck in the group with the Saginaw, and then somebody else is asking us to tag on. So I don't know how well that one worked.
Somebody was talking on it the other day. I was talking to them. They were doing okie-dokie. They were in the Cabela's parking lot when I was talking to them, and I don't know how far that is from the repeater.
Anyways, this is WSEF650. Good talking to you. I got to step out and give my son a hand. He's cleaning up a mess he made, and he definitely could use the help.
Okay, I'm about on my thing here for a destination, so I'll catch up with you later on. And this is Travis, WSCY842. Easy.
This is WRTP 347 standby.
Your microphone's working.
WSEL-664 monitoring.
WSHI-783.
This is 783, copy. You ready for your game tomorrow?
Yes, are we picking you up?
I think I'm coming to your house. Would it be quicker that way? You'd have to discuss with your dad.
Yeah, you probably should, because I'm in Grand Blanc.
Yeah, you are correct. I'll be over at your house probably at 8 in the morning.
What'd you say?
I'll see you at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Are you going to come by later and winterize your camper?
Probably
just me and Dad. All right, well, I'll see you in the morning. This is WSEI 73. I'm clear after your final.
I'm clear. 664, if you're still out there, your Roger beep is on. If you can kindly turn it off. Over.
WSEL-664 monitoring. WSEL-664 monitoring. WSEL-664 monitoring.
station calling for radio check. This is WSEL 664. You're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you for the radio check. I am here at Indian River. I'm located in Gross School. Station calling from Indian River. Just to confirm, you're at the very top of the state, right? Is that correct? If so, what feed are you connecting to?
Station 983. Station 983, this is WIUG 488. Copy.
Station calling, this is WSEL 664.
Station 983, this is W488 in Rochester Hills.
This is WSEL 664 in Gross Hill, Michigan.
664, turn off your Roger beat, please.
Station 664, WIUG 488, copy.
Station 747,
stop. Station 747, what is your location? I'm over here, Rochester.
Copy, my location is Rochester Hills, Livingston County. Say again your location.
WIUG 488, my name is Jack, and you said you were from Livingston County. Where about in Livingston County? I'm over here in Rochester Hills. Going good. Are you on a handheld because you're fading out a little bit and you're coming back again? Roger.
Yeah, I'm actually on a gauge 2X500, but my antenna setup is a little weak, so I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah, you might need to do that because it's okay, you know what I mean, but it's got a little fuzzy and scratchy a little bit. It looks like it's fading out. I'm on the 5-5 radio right now. One thing, hold your handheld straight and talk. It might help out a lot. Roger.
Copy that. How am I sounding now? I think you moved it a little bit. I know the way the antenna's situated at the house is not the best. I'm working on that. I've heard the...
It sounds a lot better, but, you know, because if your head held straight up in the air, you'll do a lot better when you talk. And that's how I am. My hand is straight up in the air. But you're sounding good now. It just really fuzzy too because you're on a handheld and you're probably in close to the building. Roger. Oh, I didn't get no copy on that at all. Roger? I tell you one thing. If you're inside the house, be by the window. And if you're outside the house, you know, find your hotspot. Roger?
I think what I'm going to do is run my NCAC setup and just go find a spot in the yard where I get a better connection. So I'll be back on the 95.
Wherever are you, you're sounding good 100%. Just a little bit faint, but it's okay, but you're sounding good. Stay there, that way we can talk. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUT48. Roger.
I might be sounding better, but the incoming signal is quite fuzzy for you, so I do have to move around a bit.
See, you know what? The first station I heard from Livingston County. Where about in Livingston County, do you know? We'll talk again. No problem. We'll talk again. Maybe find a hot spot and better antenna. There's a lot of better antenna. And if you need any help on the antenna, let me know. I will help you out as much as I can, as much as I know. And you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Modest, Jack. You got a copy on Dan and Lorraine.
Dan and Lorraine, Ohio. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing pretty good. Haven't been able to get you guys in a while.
I don't know why. We got that mid-level radio. 50 years old radio is good. It weighed about 10 pounds, Roger, and all the way from Ohio.
I'm on the handheld.
Dan, you paid it out a little bit on the handheld. Or hold your walkie-talkie straight. That way you can get it through.
I don't know how I'm making the difference on the handheld.
You should know it's very clear sky and no nothing in the sky at all. I don't even see one cloud at all. Roger?
Yeah, I got solid clouds over here. It's all clouds.
Okay, I'm on the handheld. I'm outside. And I'm getting a little bit chilly here, so I'm good talking to you. I'm going to go inside and turn the other radio on, the base station. Just give me a few minutes. I want to talk to you again. This is WIU.
Well,
I
got to get off here tomorrow. I'll be out of the down there in a little bit after I get done eating.
No problem. Take care. WIUG 48 out. Station 664, this is WIUG 48, copy. Rochester Hills, by the way. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48. Roger.
Yes, I'm downriver. I'm about 30 miles south of Detroit, Gross Hill, Michigan. My name is Jason, SEL 664.
WSTL 664, correct?
Whiskey Sierra Echo Lima.
Got you. Anyhow, you're sounding good. Are you on a handheld?
I am. I'm on a 5-watt handheld sitting inside my home. Yeah, you're sounding very clear as well.
Good, Dad. Yeah, I'm on the base station with a DB20G. That's Reality DB20G. And that antenna is a Harvest DC200. At the Harvest DC200. Roger.
That system is working very well for you. You're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, that's my base station. And your antenna, what kind of antenna you have on that little radio?
I have a Nagoya 771 on this radio. It's OK. Okay. I would say it seems to be picking up quite well right now.
That's why it's sounding good on that 771G antenna. Now, when you talk, because you're on a handheld, hold your handheld straight. That way it'd be because that's required by the repeater. Not me, but the repeater, that's how I know.
Okay. Thank you very much for your trip. I appreciate that.
Now you're sounding a lot better, and you're not fading out like before. Because, you know, when you tilt it a little bit, the handheld, that means you get it be fading out. Just to hold it straight, you'll be okay. And you got a good antenna there for that radio. Roger.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes, I'm happy with it so far. Looking forward to talking to you again. WSEL 664, I'm going to be out for a while. Thank you, and good talking to you.
No problem, anytime. If you like, anytime you got another radio going in the car or home, just give me a shout, and I should be able to hear you back and tell you exactly. I even have this radio in my pickup truck with a Magna mount. Roger.
That's very good to hear. I will be talking to you again later, and WSEL 664, I will be out. Roger.
No problem at all. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 88.
Station 488. This is WRPB 448. Kurt speaking. Jack, are you out there?
Well, hello, Kurt. How are you doing this evening?
I am very well. I heard you talking with the other gentleman a minute ago, getting them set up. It's always nice to see new members join the community. Over.
I always do that. I've done that for a lot of people, and they like it. I have a lot of content come back with them said, you're doing a good job out there, you know. Anyhow, so how is this afternoon for you?
Well, I was just relaxing, enjoying the weather intermittently, playing around with, radios and stuff, just taking it easy. I'm down to one day a week right now, and I'm loving it. Over.
Now, working 4 days a week or 3 days?
No, I went from 3 days a week to 1 day a week because I'm waiting on hernia surgery, and I really can't do a lot. So at least they're keeping me on 1 day a week, you know. There's lifting involved and stuff like that at the hardware store. Over.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I know. I had a problem, what is that, 2000. And I couldn't lift something heavy, and I had to wait 2 weeks. Then they operate, and they put it back on again. They cut. I guess what they do, they cut the what they call it, the vine, one of the small vine, and put it back again. Roger. Yeah, copy that. The procedure was kind of explained to me. I'm just trying to get my blood sugar down just a little bit lower so I can go into surgery. That's my only holdup right now is I'm a little high. Over. You know, that high blood pressure, it's always like that. Mine, same thing. High, low, one day high, one day low. And you know what? It come to it, yesterday I was eating a pear and an apple. And you should see it went up higher, 175. Yeah, that's a little high there, but yeah, it's really hard to try to find stuff to snack on, you know, when you're diabetic that won't mess you up too much. Over. Kurt, let me tell you something. Orange, I never ate an orange in 5 years. Wow. Over. Because that's what the doctors say. As soon as you eat orange, that sugar is going to go high as sky. So 5 years, never eat an orange. Well, that's good advice. You know, I love orange juice, but I know it's probably not what I should be drinking, so I'll be making that change too. Over.
You know what? See, now now it's different because, you know, I'm taking that Trulacity shot and you don't eat a lot. Roger?
Yeah, I used to do that Trulacity a few years back, and, you know, I'm semi-tough, I guess, maybe. But boy, that shot really hurt after a while. I quit doing it. Over.
Well, Kurt, it doesn't bother me right now, anyhow. Anyhow, you know, I'm getting out of the tube another maybe a month, and that's it. Because I just lowered 25 pounds. That's why.
Congratulations, that's a good stepstone, or milestone there, excuse me. Very good. Yeah, I need to gain 25 pounds at this point. Over.
What you do, Kurt, try to eat, don't eat the junk food, like chips and all that, because potatoes and all that, french fries, don't do that at all. And that's what happened.
Yeah, I gave up french fries recently, reevaluating my diet and my lifestyle. You know, want to get this hernia surgery done and enjoy life again instead of sit around moping. Over.
I see what you're saying. All right, Kurt, good talking to you and good to hear from you. I got to back out of here a little bit. Leave the frequency alone for a little bit and see maybe if somebody out there you want to use it. This is WIUG 48 Rochester Hills.
All right, Jack, you have a good evening. I'll be monitoring the frequency as well. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Hope to do so in a couple days. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring. because you're not sounding that good in Ohio. Roger? I want to talk to. How you doing, Ben? You're sounding good, 100%.
Hey, I just thought I'd give you a shout there, Jack. Yeah, the repeater's almost full scale, so... Anyway, you're sounding good down here in the Metro Cleveland area. So anyway, I just wanted to say hello. I just wondered, did you happen to catch any of the northern lights at all up your way last night, or... anything like that at all? Go ahead.
And really, we had a beautiful picture. Even Bob at Sheboygan, he sent me the pictures. I wish I have your email. I would send you those pictures. So beautiful. Unbelievable. Roger?
Okay, that's good. Yeah, up, up north, they're vibing awesome, yeah. The funny thing is, I saw it earlier this year, and it was right on top of us, but actually you could use your smartphone camera, it would absorb the light a lot better than our eyes do at night, so that was interesting, but I just wonder, maybe I'll take a look tonight, we'll see what happens.
No problem, anytime. I can give you my email if you like. When I give you an email me with your phone number and I'll text them to you.
Hey, it's okay, Jack. Let's see. You can, do you know what QRZ is on the ham side there? Do you know what that is?
Oh, but I can give you my email. It's very easy.
Okay, go ahead. What's your email?
N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, T is in Tom, E is in Eat. Got that?
Okay, N-A-T-E, is that correct?
Correct, that's Nate. 3801@msn.com. Very easy.
What is the suffix?
MSN. M is in Mary, S is in Sam, N is in Nancy.
Okay, yeah, I got it there, Jack. We'll send some out there, and I appreciate it. So, yeah, I won't keep it, just want to say hello. Every Peter sounds good down here, so. And we'll go from there. You have a great evening. Talk to Wood Baylor. And go from there. WSAI 847 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Good talking to you, Dan. Really good to hear you back. I shouted last night. I couldn't catch anything. I guess was nothing was open band at all. Anyhow, go ahead and email me. And I'll text you. You see him in beautiful pictures. Anyhow, you take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
How about it, Cleveland? You got a copy on Lorraine?
about it, Darren. It must be in the
clouds rolling and it's getting pretty rough out there. Yeah, I'm not catching most of that. RSW 499, standing by.
Okay, 499, this is Dan in Lorain, Ohio. I'm just trying to get here.
The gentleman in Ohio was asking for your location. I was picking him up pretty clear.
Ah, I'm out in Davidson here, off the Flint repeater.
Is WRCY565. Personal is Donald, like in the former president, and I live in Madison Heights, Michigan, about 12 miles north of downtown Detroit, and I am on the Detroit repeater, sir. Dan, if you could still copy me, I did not copy much of your transmission, but I was glad I was able to help relay the information between you and the gentleman. Have a good night. WRCY565. I'm clearing the channel for now so you two can maybe try again. I heard your sign-off, Dan, and that was about it. So, all right, yeah, the tropospherical ducting is not good tonight. I guess there's a high ceiling or there's just no clouds out there to, you know, have to set up a ceiling. So you take care, and the gentleman up in Davidsburg, up there, Flint, you, sir, as well, have a good evening. WRCY 565 Earth.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WRZQ 607, monitoring.
Really, what in the world is this crap?
Thank you.
definitely a low IQ.
Yeah, it is definitely somebody with a low IQ. They're playing on the wrong band. They need to go play with their children's band. The guys over there in Mount Clemens playing around again. Yeah, Mike Fennell out there jamming the GMRS repeater all the time. Stand by on Troy repeater.
Good.
WRWW601, are you listening? WRWW601, are you listening? WSDU 445, listening. QZG 969, pass 12. I appreciate the comeback, but you are very broken and staticky. I am sorry, sir, and I don't make out much of what you're saying. I caught rig and antenna in that. Might just be my old ears, I'm not sure.
WSDZ 713, yeah, them old ears are probably working just like mine because I hear the same static.
QZJ 969. I appreciate that, friend. It's maybe nice to hear that my ears aren't quite that old. Thank you.
You are welcome, sir. It's been kind of a little stretchy from a few people out there tonight.
Well, our recent solar weather might have a little bit to do with it. That where I am, I'm up in Emmett County, and we are experiencing some pretty good wind here right now.
Yep, I'm down in Macomb Township, Bob, M59 area, and yeah, I thought about the solar. Stuff that's going on. Even I noticed a lot of spraying going on in the sky today, and I wonder if that had something to do with it, especially with, you know, people reporting that they're seeing the lights out there tonight. The northern lights, that is.
Yeah, copy that. We got a pretty good show from Northern Lights last night, all night long. Typically, we get them for maybe a couple hours, but, I mean, it was for 5-6 hours last night. It was pretty amazing, really.
WSEU 445, I'd join in. Anybody get a copy?
Dan in Rushford, WRTC 347. Yeah, it is a nice night out here. It's actually calm and warm down here in Detroit.
Come on in, sir. They're everybody's airwaves.
How's it sounding out there? I'm just trying to get my new radio straightened out.
I heard the signal.
I would copy that as well. Good signal here. A little static in the background, but I think that's to be expected.
Very good. I'm just sitting here in North Taylor.
There's a circle behind everybody tonight.
You said you were just north of Gaylord, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm Brian.
This is WQZJ 969. Chris, I'm up here in Lansing, Michigan, in Emma County.
Nice to hear. I'm getting out. WSC 445, Brian.
Brian, you're sounding good in Lorain, Ohio.
That last one broke up. I didn't catch it.
I think repeating it, I believe he said Lorain.
He did.
That's correct.
I will try again tomorrow. A little later on, I'm going to set up with my base station antenna, and we'll see how the signal comes and go from there. Yes, 311. How am I coming in? You're sounding a bit faint and a little choppy, but not staticky.
I think the setup I'm using is a little bit on the crappy side anyway. I mean, the handheld microphones and with my little crappy radio. I had to grab it last minute. Yeah, it's all good. What a beautiful night, eh?
Yes, it most definitely is. I was upstairs. I came in, I took a quick shower because I don't have to work in the morning. And I just kind of checked things out outside while we got these last
I don't know how many nice, cool, not cool nights, but nice nights that we're going to have.
We just had dinner at this place. I'd been there about years ago, Finn's, downtown Baltimore, and we were upstairs on the deck bar or whatever, all open air, you know, so yeah, it's very nice looking out over the lake and the moon. Now heading home. So, yeah, it's a pretty nice night for sure.
Well, obviously you're in good company there. Hello to that beautiful bride of yours. And drive safe. WSDZ 713. I'll be up in the morning if maybe you're not too busy, and I could maybe bring that other little antenna over to try out simplex action.
Sure, I'm game for that. Let's give it a whirl. I'll be up pretty early, so I'll flip the radio on and listen. Oh, that's right. Denise can tell me I gotta be gone by 9:45. So I guess I do have a schedule tomorrow. So hey, if we can make it work, great. If not, we will do it another time.
So as long as it's done by 9:30, that would be good.
Yeah, perfect. I forgot we are having a meeting. One of the daughters for the channel, kind of a regular thing we do on Saturday. So yeah, let's try it before that. And I know you're up early as well, so let's talk in the morning. I'll chat with you later. WSDF 311. Stand by.
Okay, roger that. WSDZ 713, standing by. WSDU 445, standing by. WRQB 347, standing by.
WRZX 218. How about this station in Lorain, Ohio? You got a copy?
Yeah, I got a copy. This is WRZX 216 Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Roger that. 816 Lorain, Ohio. We got a scratchy copy on you up here. Mile North Bull Run Airport. Go ahead. Roger that. Geomagnetic storm. Probably the culprit, over.
I don't know. It was working real good up until I raised it up. I don't know what's the deal.
You sound a lot better on that transmission there. Go ahead. Breaking up pretty good now, but you're trying to make the trip.
Yeah, I hope I don't have a short in my quarter or something.
So, here, my friend. We're going to jump out of here. WRZX-218, Willow Run Airport, and we're going to be clear after your final.
Roger, I'll get you later. We're clear.
I don't know what's going on.
Station 847, station out there, 847, WIUG, 88, copy.
Okay. WSEU 445, monitoring.
Good evening, Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, how are you?
James, can you hear me?
All right, gentlemen, out there, the radio check, you sounding good. This is WIUG 48 out of Rochester Hills.
Yeah, hello, Jack. This is WSEU 816 in Lorraine. I was just working.
but you're not coming back clear anyhow. Anyhow, so what's happening out that way? Are you on a handheld or are you on a base station? He's not coming clear at all here. I don't know what he got to do. He got to move that radio around a little bit.
The power supply was very hot, so maybe I can stop
it. That's what he should do. Wait till it cools off a little bit and call me back. WIUG 48. Copy.
WIUG 48 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
Yeah, just another fun-filled night of running around making money.
Oh, this time of night you're working?
I'm doing a little bit of Ubering right now, and then I gotta go to my regular job. I gotta be there at midnight and pulling the overnighter shift there. So, you know, just making money like crazy. Too bad I can't keep any of it, you know what I mean?
Keep at it, make that money, really. I don't know, it may be gonna be hard pretty soon. Take whatever you can get. Roger.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of people that want my money, so I gotta keep bringing it in. You know, I mean, you know, between the car payment, the car insurance payment, you know, four little kids I'm trying to take care of, and yep. So my checks are always down before I get them, but you know, that's okay. It's worth it.
If your health good, everything else is gonna come on easy. Believe me. Don't worry about that. I know you got back door open. Sometimes you gotta close that back door though.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I try to take at least one day a week when I don't have to work and don't have to do anything and just be able to kick back and relax and do some of the household chores and then just spend the day with the kids and enjoy my time with them. So, you know, it balances out.
That's good. It balances out. It's really good. I do that Sunday and Saturday sometime. Go out there with the kids, my daughter's kids and my son's kids. Go play with them a little bit and all that. Then come home. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. That. I just had some time tonight, so I just shot over there and made some dinner and had dinner with them and. Now I'm on the road for a little bit, so, you know, I just got to take the time where you can get it, and they grow up so fast, you know, like, you know, you never want to miss an opportunity.
Tell me about it. They grow so fast, they don't even believe it. The other day, she was 3 years old, now she's 8 years old. I looked at that the other day.
Yeah, my youngest just turned 6 a couple weeks ago there, and actually it was last month now, but yeah, I mean, he just turned 6, and I'm just like, you know, my gosh, where does the time go? My oldest is 17, and, you know, wonder where the time went with him, too.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, buddy, go ahead and keep going, no problem at all. Good to hear you, and good talking to you, by the way. WIUG 48.
Yeah, same back to you, Jack. Sounds like someone else might be trying to get in there, so we're going to put it on the side there for a second. You have a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, A10, the other station. Please feel free to jump in. Yeah, nothing else from another station. A10, we will monitoring.
WSBS 311, this is WCN 887.
Hello, 887, go ahead.
Wow, you're coming in pretty clear there, honey.
Imagine that. How are the beasts doing at this time?
They're both laying down. I think that you need to be the one doing this gig, not me.
Well, you gotta wonder, like, he remembers me from some time back. I don't really get it, but he seems to be pretty under control. He's a good boy.
It must be your elf presence that he picks up on. Because highly unusual.
Maybe it's that scent of snake on my clothes or something. He's just salivating or something. I don't know. But that was good to see him calm down for sure.
Yeah. Lucy's laying on the couch next to me, and he's sitting in front of me panting. It's great. Oh, wait, now they're both on the couch with me. I don't know how they do it.
Better them than us, I would say.
Yep. Alrighty, so I'll have this on as long as it's not a lot of chatter going on. WSCN 887 on standby.
Well, I'm kind of tired, so I'm thinking I'm not going to be up very long once I get home, a half hour maybe or whatever. So we'll see. If I don't talk tonight, we will talk in the morning and have a nice sleep. Keep them animals under control. WSBS 311, standing by.
Okay. The radio cooled down?
I put a fan on. I don't know if that'll help or not. Does that make a difference?
It did make a lot of difference. I don't know what you did, but it made a lot of difference.
I'm excited.
I didn't hear the whole live. I heard a tire or something like that. How's your ice, by the way? Band is not doing that good out there. I don't know what's the reason. Goes out for a bit, and I'll talk to you then. I'll be here, WIUG 48. Station 847, WIUG 48.
Have a good good evening. We'll talk again. WSCI 847.
Problem. WIUG
48.
WRTX 957, standing by. WRUG 488. Got a copy? WRTX 957. One more time, about it, WRUG 488, this is WRTX 7.
Yes, yes.
And whoever you were, you're not making it in.
Wow.
WSUS 927?
WSCF 297.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I'm still not getting the first four letters, though. I got the 297 part. What repeater? excuse me. Which repeater are you coming in on? Roger on the Ohio. Yeah, I'm a couple hundred miles from you there, so must be coming in over the lake there. Must be a opening. Opening over, a band opening over the lake.
Yeah, Roger, we saw.
WSDY 812 monitoring Naval Tower.
WRUG 488 WRTX 957. One more time, WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
07 04 7.
WINW 329 monitoring.
Why for